First Corinthians chapter 11, we'll start at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And this is the verse we wanted to get to, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And you can be seated. So let's read verse 26 to you again. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. There was a purpose in Jesus being crucified and giving his life on Calvary. Oftentimes we, as a matter of fact, there was a young man that my boys grew up and played basketball with just this week in White Pine, lost his life. And some people would look at that and say, what a waste, what a tragedy that somebody so young would lose their life. But friend, I want you to know there was a reason why Jesus had to die.
Amen.
There was a purpose in that. Amen. He was sent from heaven for the divine purpose of dying on Calvary.
Amen.
If that had been all there was to the story, though, we'd still been lost and undone.
Amen.
But you see, friend, that wasn't the end of the story.
Amen.
You remember the road to Emmaus? And the two men, and I believe one of them might have been Cleopas. He and his wife Mary were followers of Jesus, and he and one of his friends were walking down the road to Emmaus when they met a stranger, and the stranger said, What manner of communications are these that ye are saying? And he began to tell the stranger about this man Jesus and how they had pinned all their hopes on him that he would save Israel. And it had been 3 days since he had been in the tomb and had not heard anything or seen anything. I've got good news for you, Cleopas. I've got good news for you, Dutch Bottoms. He's not dead.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He lives. I like this song John used to sing pretty often. I serve a risen Savior is in my heart today. And the chorus says, He lives within my heart. That's not the only place that
Bless
he is,
Lord.
John. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for sinners like you and I. That's not the only place he lives. Every once in a while, he makes a visit to Dutch Bottoms, and we can be in his presence and feel his touch and feel his hand and feel his mercy and feel his grace.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
For as often as you do this, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And we see, I often see as we go around in shopping centers and places like that, you'll see on the back glass of vehicles some poor person's name that lost their lives, and they'll have a birth and a death date and in remembrance and that kind of thing, and that's all well, and that brings honor to that person. Friend, They want to show that they have respect, that they have honored that person that they've lost. When you let the Lord use you, when you live a life that's pleasing unto Him, and you live a life that He can use you to be a blessing to somebody else, when the Spirit comes by and uses you, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen.
I want you to know that he's alive. I want you to know that he meant, that's why people put that on their windows and things like that, because that person meant something to them.
Yeah.
Jesus means something to me. How about you?
Amen.
Does he mean something to you?
Yeah.
Is his death significant in your life? I never saw him with these two eyes. I never was able to shake hands with him. I wasn't as fortunate as Simeon or Simon was, that was able to carry his cross and walk in his bloody footprints. I didn't get to do that, but I still can walk after him. He still has a significant meaning in my life. As a matter of fact, he's the most important person I have ever met.
Amen.
I've been fortunate to meet a few people, a few celebrities and things like that along life's way. I remember when I was just a teenager, and some of you around my age or a little older will remember this name. I was in a hotel in Nashville, and I met a fellow named Minnesota Fats. He was a pool player. And I got a dollar bill, and I got his autograph on it. That's long gone. I don't know where that is, and that man's probably dead and gone by now. I don't know. I've been fortunate to meet a few others along life's way. But you see, the day that I met Jesus was special.
Amen.
Minnesota Fats may be gone, but Jesus still lives.
Amen.
I still talk to him. How could you talk to somebody that walked and talked and lived on this earth 2,000 years ago and you never laid eyes on him? He's living, and he listens to me and speaks to me. I like the song, he speaks in a still small voice, we are told, one that dispels all fear. And when I'm in doubt and troubled in soul, that still small voice I can hear. What's he say, preacher? He whispers sweet peace to me. I want to show the Lord's death until he comes. Don't you?
Lord.
All right. Remember the man Legion? I know we preach about him often. He was a man that was troubled, wasn't he?
Amen.
Men had tried to help him. He had received counseling. They had locked his feet in the fetters and the chains. And he was so troubled and so torn up on the inside. And we read where when Jesus actually spoke and cast the demons out of him, he cast them into 2,000 swine. And what did they do? This was a trouble that this man was in. The demons that were inside of Legion caused 2,000 swine to run down a hill violently and drown in the sea. And the men that were the keepers of the swine were aghast. They couldn't believe it. And they went running into the city to tell what had gone on. That was how troubled that man is. You may be sitting here this morning, Legion. My sole purpose in being here this morning is to show the Lord's death to you. And so there was the troubled man. And when he met the Savior, he said, I pray thee, torment me no more. I've had all I can take. I can take no more. But when he met the man Jesus, he was a changed man. He was clothed and sitting at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. Such a change. And somehow you, does the world know you have met Jesus? Are you showing the Lord's death? Oh, when the men came back to see what had happened, they noticed Legion. There was a difference in him. He had a smile on his face. He had peace in his heart. He showed love and kindness toward them. I'm here to tell you, when you're a Christian, you need to show. There needs to be evidence and proof that you've met the Savior.
Amen.
You are in the world, but you're not of the world. Did you know sinners shop at Walmart? Did you know sinners buy their groceries at Food City? Did you know drunkards go to Walmart? Drunkards go to Food City? Did you know drug addicted folks go to those places as well?
Right.
And if we're going to have those things that we need to sustain us, we have to go to.
Amen.
That doesn't mean we have to act like them, dress like them, walk like them, talk like them, treat people like them. As a matter of fact, I believe because we are there, we need to set an example and let the world know that this man that died on Calvary still lives. Show the Lord's death. And so when Jesus went to get on the ship to depart, Legion said, "Let me go with you.
Yeah.
I just want to be with you.
Yeah.
I want to be in your presence.
Yeah.
I want to be wherever you are."
Yeah.
But Jesus wouldn't let him, did he?
Yeah.
The day you got saved would have been a good day just to go on with it.
Yeah.
But he said no. You know what he told Legion? He said, "Stay here and publish. Tell, oh, how long has it been since your testimony has been given? How long has it been?" Is this good stuff, Johnny?
Yeah.
"How long has it been since you've talked about the Lord and His goodness and His mercy in your life? How long is it? Has God been good to you?
Yeah.
Has He blessed you?
Yeah.
Has he done things you didn't even deserve? I know he has for this boy."
Come on now.
Paul told Timothy not to fail to give reason for the hope that was within him. Do you have hope?
Amen.
If you were to die today, do you have the peace on the inside that you know that you would go to heaven?
Amen.
I'm going to preach for a few minutes. Is that all right? I talked to Carolyn the other day. Me and Tammy went down there and saw her. And she said, "I've been reading." She said, First Timothy, first chapter, verse 12. She said, "That's been giving me some peace." If you don't know what it says, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that that I've committed unto Him against that day."
Amen.
You see, friend, even she's not been able to attend church. Gary requests prayer for her. She's not been able to attend church. She has a hard time even getting to her feet. Has a hard time moving about. Roger has to help her. She suffered a little minor stroke. Her speech is not as precise as it used to be. But even in that state, talking to a little old sinner boy and his wife, she was able to show the Lord's death.
Yes.
"I'm persuaded. I know whom I believe."
Amen.
Oh, friend, if God has saved you, show that you know Him. Live for Him. Lift up His name. Tell them we've got a whole world dying and on their way to hell. And the only way they're going to escape that place is if you show the Lord's death in your life.
Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
Help Him, Lord.
So you know what Legion did? He told everybody he knew about the Savior.
Amen.
Let's look at one more. I won't be too much longer. John chapter 4. For he must needs go to Samaria. And he went down there, and there was a woman of Samaria that had been married 5 times. And the man that she was with was not her own.
Amen.
She was buried in tradition. And this is where it gets, the line gets a little blurry. Is it a good thing to go to church?
Amen.
Now let me ask you that again. And I want you to think about your answer here. Is it a good thing? Let me rephrase it just to higher. I want to change this to word. Is it a good thing to have church?
Amen.
Do you know the difference?
Yeah.
You can come sit here and we can go through the traditions. The song leader can sing two or three songs. We can have altar of prayer. Mm-hmm. Somebody can sing a special song. The preacher can preach a little bit. We can shake hands or have altar of prayer. And then we can dismiss and we can go home. And are you any better without the Spirit?
No.
Or we can have church.
Yes.
When we have church, and you don't know what's going to happen from one minute to the next because the Spirit and the power of God is moving.
Yeah.
But it is all right because whenever the power of God falls and everybody obeys the Spirit, sometimes He wants me to preach. Sometimes He wants me to sing a song. And sometimes He wants me to shut my mouth and listen to what God is going to do through you.
Amen.
I've had Him tell me to be quiet. Have you? The woman was buried in tradition. Listen, just because we are a member at Dust Bottoms does not mean we're saved. Just because we go to church every Sunday does not mean we're saved. What did Jesus say? Do you believe Jesus will tell you the truth?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, and I know some of us are Bible readers, some of us are not. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do you believe there was a Jesus?
Amen.
Do you believe He came to pay the price for your sin?
Amen.
Do you believe that they nailed Him to a cross and He bled and that blood could wash your sins away? Do you believe that He said that it is finished, and He bowed His head and gave up the ghost, and He gave up the ghost? That means that He died on that cross hanging between the heavens and the earth. Also, do you believe that on the third and appointed morning an angel came and rolled the stone away and Mary went to see Him, and He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, for He's risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Thomas said, I'll not believe until I can thrust my hand in His side and I can see the nail scar in His hand. And He got to, didn't He? On about a week later, all the disciples were gathered together again and shut the doors. Thomas was with them. I don't know why I'm having to preach this. Thomas was with them. And he saw Jesus, and he saw the nail prints. And he said, come here, Thomas, put your finger in the nail prints, and take your hand and thrust it in my side. And be not faithless, but believe. He said, because you have seen, you believe. Do you want to be blessed? Do you want the Lord to bless you? Oh, this is how you get it. He said, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are they who, having not seen, yet believe. When you believe, you're blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
I know you, friend. He's worried. This is what the Lord told me to tell you. Joseph went to prison too.
Yes.
And the Lord used him down there to save his family and a nation. No matter what, no matter where you find yourself, the Lord can use you to be a blessing and a help. We don't always understand why we're going through things. But we know God can help us and be with us. And no matter what, you know what? You know why that all worked out for Joseph? When he was in slavery, he showed the Lord's... Well, that's the Old Testament preacher. Jesus hadn't been crucified then. This talks about this over in Hebrews chapter 11. It talks about the folks in the Old Testament It said, having not received the promise,
amen,
but having seen it,
yeah,
afar off.
Amen.
Joseph saw the promise afar off,
yeah,
and he showed the Lord's death. When he was in slavery, listen, Jesus didn't promise you it'd be easy. He didn't promise you that it'd be a bed of roses. He didn't promise you everybody would like you. Does everybody like you? I can tell you for a fact, I try my best to get along with everybody. I've even gone out of my way to try to get along with folks. And despite my best efforts, sometimes they just can't stand me. I don't know why. I try to do everything I can. But listen, Jesus never promised everybody would like you. But he did say, oh, thank you, Lord. He's not in the tomb. He said he'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. But lo, he'd be with me all. Way, even to the end of the world. You want to know why I believe in him? Because he's here. He's in my heart. And when I'm down and out as low as I can be, all I've got to do is cry for my broken heart. And he wraps them big arms around me. And he whispers peace my way.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the woman.
Thank you, Lord.
Buried in tradition. In this mountain is where our fathers worshipped. And you say Jerusalem is the place that men ought to worship. What did Jesus have to say about it? Listen, what your daddy said ain't always right. Did you know that? I love my dad. He was a Bible reading man. But even he could be wrong on occasion. But what Jesus had to say, he said the time is coming and now is. That true worshipers, and I got to preach on that here the other day,
yeah,
true worshipers must worship him in spirit,
amen,
and in truth.
Amen.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
You see, a form and a fashion is not what the Lord wants. Do you know that? Going through the motions is not going to get it done. Here's what he wants. He wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I know I've let him down on that this week. Have you?
Amen.
All I can do is say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Show the Lord's death. And if you want to, he'll provide you the opportunity. Let me finish on the woman here. You all know her story. She went down with a water pot and left it there and took the well home with her. She went back down to the city and said, come see a man. I wish I had time to preach it all out, but I'm going to give you the short version. She said, come see a man,
yes,
that's told me all things. This was a woman who was an adulterer. This was a woman that had man after man after man. You wouldn't put much confidence in anything this woman had to say. But when she went back down to the city, there was something different about her. She had met the man that changed her life forever. And it wasn't over lust. It wasn't over money. It was over salvation. She said, come see a man that's told me all things ever I've done. I'm going to preach this to you. If it's the best thing that's ever happened to you when you met Jesus, it's worth talking about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Show the Lord's death.
Amen.
Show the Lord's death. You know what she was doing when she went back down there? You know what the difference was? For the first time in her life, she wasn't worried about herself. She was telling about Jesus. Used to sing this song. I believe it's a Bill Gaither song. It says, friend, don't worry about this heavy cross I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place. You know why that place is special? Not because of who died there, but because of who rose from there.
Amen.
I know a place where all my loads are light. I'll be all right. As soon as I touch Calvary,
amen.
Don't worry about me.
Bless him, Lord.
I was paying attention to this, oh boy. Just let me tell you something good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about somebody who died and came back to life. Let me tell you about somebody that paid the price for my sins. Let me tell you about somebody that saved my soul from hell. Show the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
Oh. You know what they said? They came down to hear him for themselves. Sometimes scripture gets misinterpreted. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Read what they had to say. Because she showed the Lord's death, they went and heard him themselves. Mm-hmm. They said, now we not only believe because of her testimony, but we've heard you ourselves. And we believe you. Oh, friend. So, had a little mix-up at the bank. I had to go to the bank this week. So as soon as I got off work, ran down to Jefferson City to the bank. I went in there and got to talking to the teller. I thought she looked familiar. And then I realized where I knew her from. I knew her from Facebook. But then she told me where she remembered me from. She remembered me teaching at Del Rio years and years ago. You know what I tried to do? I tried to show the Lord's death.
Amen.
I said, where do you go to church?
Amen.
And she said, I go down to Sevierville on Sundays, but it's so far away. I'd like to find somewhere local. I said, well, guess what? We've got a place for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Come and be with us. We love the Lord and we'll love you. Come on and be with us.
Yeah.
Friend, the Lord will give you opportunity to show his death.
Amen.
Now, we're going to take communion here in just a minute. Don't take it for granted.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this. If you have been saved by the grace of God, you have every right to take communion.
Yeah.
But if I knew I was lost, I'd just step back and kindly refuse. Nobody will think any less of it.
Yeah.
Now listen, I know the scripture says to examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take this, you remember why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
I read you the scripture. When we take the wafer, it's representative of his body that was broken. They smote him. They slapped him, blindfolded him, and said, prophesy. Tell us who it is that smote thee. They took a reed, a big stick, and beat him about the head. They tied him up, and they whipped him. And they tore the flesh from his body, and the blood poured down. They were so cruel, they made a crown of thorns and they forced that thing down on his head, and the blood trickled down. The things our Savior had to endure so that we could sit in the tabernacle at Dutch Bottoms Church this morning.
Amen.
And take of that wafer. His body was broken for me.
Amen.
His body was broken for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He took that cross. And he was physically weak. That wood was what broke him down. The weight of my sin was so heavy. But he took my sin and your sin all the way up to the top of the hill. He didn't stop. He didn't say, this is too hard, I just can't do it. He didn't give up. He didn't give in. And don't you tell me Satan didn't try to convince him otherwise. Yeah. He was human as well. And yet he went all the way. Yeah. And when he got to the top of the hill, they laid the cross down. And guess what he did? He laid down on it. Yeah. And he let them drive nails. I'm going to say they didn't have to take his arm and stretch it out at him squirming and wiggling trying to get away. He laid it right down there and they put the nail right there and they drove the nail through his head and blood poured out and he said, thank you, Father. I'm able to forgive them and their sin. This blood is going to redeem a nation and kindred and tongues. It does not matter what color you are. It does not matter what race or creed you are. All that matters is that you show the Lord's death, that you believe on Jesus, and you ask Him to be your Savior. So when you take this bread, I bought this at the Christian bookstore. But what it cost to make it was the best that heaven had. Amen. When you take it,
bless Him, Lord.
Take it and chew it. Mm-hmm. It's as fine as you can get it. Because the Lord gave it all for you.
Amen. Amen.
All right. What happens next, preacher? Then we have the little juice, the wine that represents the blood of the New Testament. You know what the Bible says about the blood? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. You'd still be lost had Jesus not shed His blood.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it was a bloody mess. I'm telling you, it would have turned your stomach. I'm sure Sonia and some of these medical folks have seen things they wouldn't want you to see. This was one of them. This was one of them. A body beaten and battered, blood everywhere. I believe his mother was at the foot of the cross and even she had a hard time looking on him. Why'd he do that? Because there was a little boy a long time ago that needed salvation. And so he shed it all for little boys like you and me. There was a little girl somewhere that needed salvation. So Jesus gave every drop of blood so that you could be saved. Aren't you glad? Friend, we need to show the Lord's death not just from 10 to 12 on Sunday morning, but every day.
Every day.
Good. Amen.
Well, I'll worship the Lord on Sunday morning. Are you saved on Tuesday?
Yes.
Are you saved on Friday morning?
Praise the Lord.
Are you saved at midnight on Saturday night?
Amen.
I believe we probably ought to show it every day.
Amen.
What are you doing? Let me just get this and then I'll hush and we'll have communion. Are you saved?
Amen.
Did the Lord save you?
Amen.
Is there any doubt in your mind that you're saved?
Amen.
The Lord gave you the eternal gift of salvation.
Amen.
That's either a yes or a no question.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So He gave you His best.
Amen.
What are you doing with it? What are you doing in return? What are you doing to show the Lord that you're thankful that you're saved? What are you doing? Are you opening your mouth? Is it an act you're performing? Listen, I don't have to open my mouth and run my mouth off to everybody. I've seen folks that do that. Unless the Spirit comes by and gives me a few words to say, I can't help you at all.
That's
But if this feller over here is troubled, the Lord may tell me just to shake his hand, put my arm up around him and hug him close. And the Lord can work through that just as well as he can the words in my mouth.
Yep. Sure can.
The Lord may tell me, Joker's hurting. You got that $20, you give him that $20. And if I give him that, God will bless him and God will bless me.
Amen.
But if I say, Lord, I need that, it'll cost me twice as much.
Amen.
Or the Lord may say, that fella right there, he's got medical issues. His hay's coming in. Why don't you go over and help him? If I'll do that, the Lord will bless him, and the Lord will bless me.
That's exactly right.
And it shows that I know the Lord.
Amen.
It shows that I love the Lord. Remember this. I love the Lord.
Yes. I love the Lord.
I love my church.
I love my church.
I love everybody in my church.
I love everybody in my church.
You know why I can do that? Because you know Jesus.
Amen.
What's the Bible say God is?
Love.
God is love. And if you got it, I may annoy you. Some of you I'm sure I have. I may get on your nerves. Some of you I'm sure I have. But you just can't stay mad at me if I show you love.
Amen.
What's that scripture say? Love conquers a multitude of sin.
That's right.
Is that not what it says? Love covers. That's it. That's it. Thank you. Love covers a multitude of sin. All right. You see, he died. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The strength of sin is the law. And thanks be unto God that give us the victory through Christ Jesus. We have victory.
Amen.
Then why do we hang our head down? Why do we let on like we're the most miserable people on earth? Listen. It's pouring the rain right now. You don't want to go anywhere right now anyway. So we're going to have communion here in just a second. We have victory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
155. Oh, victory in
Jesus, my Savior,
forever.
Forever.
Amen. Forever.
Involved
me. Redeem him, blood.
He loved me ere I knew him, and all love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
I may lose a battle today, but I've got the victory.
Amen.
All right. Show the Lord's death.
Yes.